13th. And now I'd like to welcome Faye Senyi, who is not only a musician, but she's also a poet, and she's going to read some of her things to you. Please welcome Faith Senyi.
Yes, that'll just catch my stomach rumbling. You don't want that.
Yeah, no, we don't want that.
No. Well, Dan already mentioned the music series that we're starting up at the Bolton Library starting February 18th. I figured I'd throw in a plug for the fact that we will actually be here at Savory Lane on March 6th for the Saturday night date night. We'll be sharing the stage that evening with Mark Hastings and Perry Desmond Davies. And we're planning on doing some collaboration, so we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. I was in the mood for doing something new, and I went looking through my book and realized I didn't have anything new. But I've been seeing a lot of haiku lately. A friend of ours has been posting some very bizarre haiku on Facebook. Cheryl Peralt at Wake Up and Smell the Poetry last month started out with haiku that was done by one of the staffers at HCAM. And so I stayed up until some ungodly hour of the night last night writing what I call winter haiku. Snow in the treetops, a crisp, shimmering bloom of crystalline blossoms. Coyotes howling call in response with the owls, sounds of winter's night. Gentle flurries fall. Town plow buries my driveway. Go, snowblower, go! Perfect sledding hill, heavy snowfall, school canceled. School kids' fantasy. Too cold to go out. Let's stay at home where it's warm and bake some brownies. Chocolate chip brownies, way too many calories. Bad cabin fever. Rain on ice and snow. Road lies under fog-bound flood, January thaw. Ice dams, icicles, the water pours from my roof, drips down my collar. Snow is coming down. Nothing better to do but write some more haiku. Tired of being cold, looking forward to summer and no more long johns.
One more hand, please, for Faith Senyi.